for some prayer requests now.
Ready or not, here we come.
Yeah. Prayers for the family of Ron Nagel, who went to his heavenly home last night. And Nikki's mom, Patty, is battling cancer, and her hemoglobin is a bit low. And then prayers for Norma Smith, who fell and broke her foot.
Dear Lord, we come to you today thanking for you for all you have given us. We pray that you would be with the family of Ron Nagel, who passed away last night. We'd ask that you would be with them during their time of need. Hold them in the palm of your hand. Comfort them. Help them to understand his passing and the larger context. Just watch over them and be with them during this time. We ask you that you be with Nikki's mom, Patty, who is battling cancer, is having problems with her hemoglobin. Just place your healing hand upon her. Be with her care team and her family during their time of need. We pray that you would be with Norma, who has a broken foot. Pray for healing for her, her family, her friends, and for all these folks. We pray that you would place someone in their path today that give them a kind word, a kind deed to lift them up in their time of need. In your son's holy name we pray this. Amen. Okay. We're going to hear from a sponsor. Into a prayer, another prayer.
We'll do the sponsorships real quick. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue, right here in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. Tammy Bailey. Red Rock Behavioral Health Services and Southwestern Oklahoma Development Authority presents drive-through drug take-back day events. Dispose of unused or expired medications safely. Saturday, April 22nd. You can take them to Weatherford, Swatsu, Sayers Campus, or the City Hall in Burns Flat. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
We hope.
Okay, are we back?
We're back. Back to you, sir.
Okay, so Monday morning I have a big staff meeting, and since the city staff mainly are customer service, I mean, we do customer things all week, I have to constantly remind our folks that a lot of the criticism we get is what I call displaced anger. Are you really that upset over a $30 water bill? I mean, it's completely out of proportion. You can be upset over a $30 water bill, but to be blowed up and make it completely out of proportion, they're mad about something else. So remind them, hey, we take complaints, but we don't have to take abuse. So in the spirit of that, and there's a lot of that going on around everywhere, they're upset about something. I got it. And who am I to judge? And I'm not in their shoes dealing with what they're dealing with. But you got to find a way to let it out. Okay, and I say everybody needs a punching bag. It doesn't need to be their spouse or kids, right? So find it. A hobby, exercise, chilling out, watching TV. Hopefully it's something constructive or healthy, not alcohol, drugs, or food or something like that, right? So find something that works for you, a way to relieve the stress, because bottling it up is not good. It will come out in some form or fashion, right? And usually in an explosion towards ones you love. So with that in mind, I'm going to play a song, but first I'm going to follow it or precede it by some scripture. So this is Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount, very famous, but it's always a great reminder. Matthew chapter 7, "Do not judge or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take out the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to the pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces." So this is a great blues reminder of that song. I've heard a bunch of different groups play this song. It's called "Before You Accuse Me." I like a lot of different versions. This is a good version by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Old blues tune, "Before You Accuse Me."
Someone else, I call you.
words of that song. Anyway, that's a good one. So I'm going to read a prayer here. Okay. Lord, you have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and ever will be. Amen. Okay, this is Buck Owens had a unique country sound. He also had a very troubled existence, but he was a wonderful songwriter and singer. And so I like his music, a unique California country sound. So there was a cover album they did of a lot of his songs. So this is Love's Gonna Live Here Again. I love the message of this song. It's all, you know, it's basically heartbreak, but out of that despair and heartbreak, there's hope. And what's interesting is, you know, Buck Owens was so talented, but of course flawed and got into drugs and all kinds of other stuff. But this song, and even in the depths of it, he knew, you know, and that was Johnny Cash's deal. Even in the depths of Johnny Cash's troubles, he knew. Now, kind of like Paul, you knew, he knew, Paul knew, but couldn't get there. And that's kind of the message. You can't get there except for the grace. Right. So to me, this is Buck Owens saying, I know love can live here again. I know it. I just can't get there. And the deal is you got to surrender. Right. And so but there's even, a, you know, in the depths of it, he acknowledges that. Anyway, this is the cover of that by the Derailers. And I just like this version. So this is Love's Gonna Live Here Again.
The sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here.
Song Love's Gonna Live Here Again, that was sung by the Derailers. Okay, we got about 9 or 10 minutes left, so do a couple more prayers. I got two more songs in the hopper, and then we'll call it a day. Okay, here's another prayer. And so, you know, I grew up around here, and the prayer style we usually use around here is not formal, right? So we usually talk almost in an intimate way toward God, and that's fine and good, and I was raised like that. So when I was given this book, these are almost like Catholic prayers. So it was odd to me. It's not Catholic. It was the Episcopal Church. Of course, the Episcopal Church grew out of the Anglican Church, and the Anglican Church grew out of the Catholic Church in England when Henry VIII broke away from the Catholic Church and formed the Church of England because he wanted to get a divorce. And instead, he did get a divorce and then killed his wives, Henry VIII and his eighth wife. But he's the one that broke away, got England to break away from the Catholic Church. And so they formed the Church of England, and that became the Anglican Church. And he just took all the Catholic Church in England and waved his hand over them and said, these are now the Church of England, and they became the Anglican churches. And then over here in the U.S., after the Revolutionary War, we didn't want anything to do with England, so the Anglican Church became, in the United States, became the Episcopal Church. So that's kind of a little church history. So this Book of Common Prayer comes from the Episcopal Church. We have a lot of Episcopal churches here in the U.S. They're mainly on the East Coast. We do have some around here, but it's not prolific like, the Protestant, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterians, all that. Okay, so I just find it different because they have formal set prayers, which is a little bit different than what most of us around here are used to. Splendor and honor and kingly power are yours by right, O Lord our God, for you created everything that is, and by your will they were created and have their being. And yours by right, O Lamb, that was slain, for with your blood you have redeemed for God. For every family, language, people, and nation, a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and so to him who sits upon the throne and to Christ the Lamb, be worship and praise, dominion and splendor forever and forevermore. Amen. So, I find that prayer interesting. It's a bit awkward. It's got some older language in there, but anyway, so there we go. Okay, so this song, next song we're going to play is by the Dixie Chicks. It's an old country band. They broke up a long time ago. They had some good music. This song is called Long Time Gone, and it's kind of a lament to what was. And I deal with this all the time in my job, it seems like. So there's a longing for what was. But what was can't be for a lot of different reasons. And when they, before it was like I wasn't there back in the 50s, 60s, right? But now they're lamenting for what was back in the 80s and 90s. And I'm like, wait a minute, I vividly remember. And either you're remembering it with rose-colored glasses or you're just, I don't know, that wasn't quite how I remembered it. And so it's a longing for either what they thought was or what never really was, but what they created in their mind, right? And so how do you deal with that in reality? And so this song is about that, and it's called Long Time Gone, because whatever it was is over, and we're dealing with the future and reality and present. And God commands us to live the here and now. We don't know if tomorrow is coming, and we're supposed to be his hands and feet. And if we get caught up in lament over what was, we'll never get to be what could be by today. Go out and say a kind word today. Don't gripe about who angered you yesterday. Go out and say a kind word to somebody today. Move on. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. So this is right before Jesus is going to be betrayed. He's praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's to the point, and he comes out and, he gets on to his disciples, and they're sleeping. He's like, come on, we're at the critical point here, and you're falling asleep. He goes back. He prays again. He comes back. And then finally the betrayer shows up, with the Roman soldiers, and they betray him with a kiss. And he's like, arise, let us be on our way. I mean, this is it. They're not cowering down. He's not shrinking back. He's not lamenting. We've got to get up and move forward. Arise, let us be on our way. Our future is forward. It's not back. We're not looking back. We are moving forward. Jesus at this point knows the destiny. He knows what his Father has in store. And he knows it's going to be hard, but he's moving forward. And he tells his guys, get up. Let's go. And that's what this song to me is, the lament over the past, and you've got to just say, we're moving forward, get up, let's go. So it's a long explanation for a song I kind of like. Here we go. Long Time Gone by the Dixie Chicks. Mm-hmm. 10. So I'm going to do one last song. Is that okay? Kind of a going out song. I think this is a good one. Most people will recognize this one. Dolly Parton, one of her more famous songs. So put a little love in your heart. Everybody have a great weekend.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again, the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, from my beautiful sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from our brother in Christ, Tom Ivester. Y'all have a good day, and we'll see you next time.
Today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.